This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Athena Ankra. The Department of Justice raised voter intimidation concerns in a statement filed Monday in a lawsuit against armed poll watchers in Arizona. The statement comes just days after a federal judge refused to bar the group from monitoring outdoor drop boxes in Mesa. Members were armed, some wearing ballistic vests and face coverings. The First Amendment generally protects expression and assembly, but government attorneys say threats, intimidation, and coercion are illegal under the Federal Voting Rights Act. The crisp fall air and bright leaves attract Arizonans to the high country every year, but the timing of this fall phenomenon could be changing as temperatures continue to warm. Fall leaves become less vibrant and change farther into the year as climate changes. Temperature is the driving force of autumn leaves. Northern Arizona University professor Andrew Richardson manages the PhenoCam network. It's a group of cameras used to monitor leaves and trees across the nation.
What we're generally going to see is a trend towards trees just not being as healthy and vigorous as they are currently, and that's probably going to, in the long run, reduce the intensity of fall color displays.
The cold signals deciduous trees to cut off nutrients to their leaves, which makes the foliage turn red, yellow, and orange. Lorianne Barnett Warren with the Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Management says drought could affect the brilliance of the leaves.
The more drought that there is during that year, the leaves are probably just going to turn brown instead of those vibrant colors.
Historically, leaves start to change in the end of September here in Arizona, but with climate change, it could start much later. This story was originally reported by Sarah Blue. From football to chess, Arizona has had its share of nationally ranked players and programs. Brophy College Prep is the latest Valley school to add its name to this list, but as Cronkite News' Damon Farrell reports, it's for a sport most normally wouldn't think of.
Brophy College Prep has the most dominant esports program in the nation, according to PlayVS, a company that promotes high school esports. The Broncos have accumulated a total of 12 national championships across multiple games since 2019. Brophy's team plays a handful of different video games, but League of Legends and Rocket League are the only two that are recognized by the Arizona Interscholastic Association. The Broncos practice together 2 to 3 times a week to prepare for the upcoming season that starts in January. Brophy will be the preseason favorite to bring home another national championship alongside Shrewsbury High School in Massachusetts. Shrewsbury was tied with Brophy at number 1 in the national rankings. This story was originally reported by Tyler Bender. I'm Damon Farrell, Cronkite News.
We had help today from Sarah Blue and Tyler Bender. A big thanks to Damon Farrell for producing our show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Athena Ankra.